LA Talk Radio thanks you for being a listener. Did you know you too can host your own radio show with us? Go to our site at latalkradio.com or email info@latalkradio.com right now and start your show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned into Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is Dave's Good Vibration Station. What's up, guys? Can you feel the energy flowing through your system? Well, I know I can. And we're blessed, to say the least. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. As you know, we have dedicated our lives to the sole purpose of spreading as much light, photonic energy into this world as possible. Welcome to the Vibration Station. I love you with all of my heart. I unconditionally love you. What do I mean? How do you say, Dave, how do you love me? You don't even know me. Well, you are a reflection of me. I am a reflection of you. En la que che a la ken. That's the old Mayan saying, meaning I am you as you are me. I love you as I love myself. So if you're listening, just know that you are loved, you are guided, and you are provided unconditionally. Today's show is about being in alignment with the wholeness of who you are, how to release your attachment to exterior circumstances and to only focus on what's going on the inside. Because really what's going on the inside is all that matters. Now, as you know, if you're an avid Vibration Station listener, we have had many shows on this topic, surrounding this topic, but the way that we're going to approach it today is nothing like we've ever touched on before. We're going to talk about certain aspects and topics of actually quantum physics, along with understanding geometry and understanding the geometry of the ego, the geometry of source. And when I say geometry, I mean like a veil that is in our consciousness that is present at all times. And this veil, these veils, there's multiple veils, these veils that are present at all times, depict what we experience in this third/five-dimensional reality, depending on where your consciousness is vibrating. So, our planet is going through a major shift in consciousness. Even scientists have been able to measure the vibrational frequency of our planet raising. They say that, you know, a lot of the climate changes and a lot of the just energetic changes happening around the planet have to do with this photonic shift that's happening on our planet. This is why we see new political, quote-unquote, when I say leaders, there is no leader but you. You are the only leader of your reality. But we have these illusions of leaders, right? Political parties that are in place. That's why we're seeing new types of political parties that we've never seen before. That's why we're seeing such division in all facets of facets of life, politics, energy. Your energy is shifting in one way and then it can shift in another. And you see the results of that instantaneously. So this is what I'm talking about. How do we harness the energy that we put out into the universe, that we actually put out into the world, which is our internal universe? So I'm going to start the show off with a reminder. A reminder that everything you experience is a holographic reflection of your consciousness. Everything that you do, think, say, expect, and really put your energy towards, you are creating. Anything that you accept in your reality will become materialized. So this is why many people are able to manifest for themselves whatever it is that they wish. It could be overnight, could take 10 years. But the point is that they are indeed creating something greater for themselves by using their focus of thought, their focus of action, their focus of inspired action, acting on that inspiration. You see something on TV, or you're reading a book, or you have a conversation with someone, and all of a sudden you get inspired. You get extremely inspired, just out of nowhere. You're like, oh, I need to do that. Well, make sure that you take action on that. That's also what we're going to be talking about today. Taking action on your inspiration to maintain your alignment with your greater self. Using a lot of big words, what does this mean? Taking action on your inspiration to maintain alignment with your greater self. Well, I'll tell you. We're constantly being guided by our excitements. We're constantly being guided by our joy. Right? So as we maintain our momentum, our conscious thought momentum, with the things that excite us, with the things in our reality that bring us tremendous joy, we are able to shift our consciousness, to shift our thought patterns from one program to another. Now keep in mind, just like the movie The Matrix, the Wazowski brothers created The Matrix, you know, Neo. There was Neo, Morpheus, Trinity. So the Matrix was based off of this idea that all of the reality in which they were experiencing was actually a holographic projection of their minds, almost like an artificial intelligent program that was installed for them to experience this third dimensional reality. Well, when Neo, played by Keanu Reeves, wakes up from the Matrix, he finds himself in this jelly womb sack. Like, his body is like, it's like a baby's body, but he's a man, but it's like he's in this womb, but it's not of a woman. It's just like this sack that he releases himself from, and then he's like, what's going on? Oh my gosh. And then introduced to Morpheus and Trinity and all the other members of the Matrix. Well, as silly as it may seem, we live in a very similar projection of that type of reality, where we absolutely do get plugged into a matrix. Now, when I say plugged in, I mean plugged in by a thought pattern. You choose to plug yourself into certain thought patterns by accepting certain realities. So when you see something, you accept it. When you see something on the news, you accept that to be a part of your reality. When in actuality, there's an infinite number, quantum physics says, there's an infinite number of coexisting parallel Earths, coexisting parallel realities that we are constantly sifting through by our thoughts and our actions. So the person that you were a week ago, let's say that you make a conscious shift and a change in your life to change and shift those thought patterns, you actually embody a parallel version of yourself, but you don't really know it because it's your consciousness sifting through all of these different number of parallel realities. Now, I know this sounds cuckoo, completely cuckoo, and I get it. I don't blame you. I was there once too. But then I really started to study it, and I really started to devote a lot of my life into understanding these laws, the laws of vibration, the laws of attraction, the laws of the universe, the laws that govern human consciousness and the consciousness of planets, the consciousness of solar systems, the consciousness of galaxies, all these from the micro to the macro, the consciousness of a cell. Right? I was very curious as to just our human experience and what drives us to do the things that we do, what motivates us to be the people that we are, and what allows us to attract the things into our life that we wish to experience. And I realized after studying for quite a few years, just the basic principles of quantum physics, that everything is a reflection of your consciousness. Now, I do want to say this is in no way, shape, or form a religion or religious approach. This is a scientific approach. This is a quantum science. This is it's physics, just quantum physics, right? Just like we have computing, we have a physics for computing. Now we have quantum computing, and that's an actual real thing. Quantum computing, look it up, crazy shit. So in the same way that we have quantum computing, we also have quantum mechanics that are present within our universe, within our consciousness. And it's present throughout every single atomic structure in the entire universe. Now digest that for a moment. Infinite number of parallel realities. Your thoughts depict which version of that reality you experience. You become a vibrational alignment to the things that you experience. Now, each and every thought that you think emits a vibration. Everything emits a vibration. You're emitting a vibration in every single moment. This microphone that I speak into, it has its own vibration. It wouldn't be able to exist if it didn't have a vibration. This is how things exist in reality, is they have vibration. They have their atomic structure vibrates at a certain frequency, and then our consciousness is what perceives it and accepts it to be. So I understand that when I speak into this microphone, I expect my voice to be transmuted. And through someone else at another vibrational signature in time and space, they somehow understood the basics of how to create a device that magnifies voice and transmutes it to anyone that wishes to tune into it. What did they use? They used frequencies. The same way that you receive a cell phone text or an email. This is all just frequency, right? Just in the same way that you would turn your radio dial. Now, obviously, this is internet radio. But with a AM, FM station, they have watts. They have, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000 watt towers that broadcast this frequency for a certain distance. So as long as you're in the range of the wattage of this distance from whatever is being emitted from these towers, you're able to pick up on the signal by simply going to your radio dial and choosing to be on whatever station you wish it to be. For example, if you feel like listening to classic rock and you're in Los Angeles, you'll go to 95.5. If you feel like listening to some hip-hop and you're in Los Angeles, you would go to 105.9. Now, these are just a couple of the mainstream stations that we have here in Los Angeles. AM, actually, that's FM radio. AM, if you want to listen to the traffic, you tune into 1070, right? So these are all frequencies that are emitting from a tower that's literally emitting these frequencies. Now, we can't see these frequencies, but they're absolutely present. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to tune into the radio and receive that information, whatever information it's giving, whether it's a rock song or a hip-hop song or traffic report. So this is the same way that the brain works. The brain emits a frequency, and then within that frequency contains vibrational matches. So the universe, you essentially are consciously shifting your experience, your physical experience, by the things that you think of and by everything that you do. You are deliberately shifting and changing all that is in your reality. Now, this is a concept we're going to dive into. And when we dive into this, keep an open mind. Now, we understand time in the third dimension that is ruled by a Gregorian calendar. A Gregorian calendar says it is, this day of July at this time, right? Today would be considered July 16th at 1:15 p.m. Now, our Gregorian time is able to gauge time by numbers. In consciousness, there is no time, there is only now. There's only the present moment. Right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You get the point, okay? So, quantum physics suggests that all of time exists right now. So what does that mean? It means that the creation of the universe is happening right now, and the end of the universe is happening right now. The creation of our planet is happening right now, and the end of our planet is happening right now. And then everything in between. What allows us the beautiful opportunity of experiencing this vibrational signature in time and space, which says it's July 16th at 1:16 p.m., is our consciousness projecting and expecting to be in this vibrational signature. Now, a lot of the masters, a lot of the yogis, such as Paramahansa Yogananda, such as, Jesus Christ, such as Buddha, such as Krishna, such as Muhammad, these people that were, said to be physical beings, they understood these quantum laws. And they applied these quantum laws to raise their vibration and consciousness to such a level where it surpasses third density. Now, third density is just another way of saying your consciousness is operating within three densities of consciousness, three realms of consciousness. When you shift your consciousness into love, unconditional love for all beings, light, abundance, happiness, excitement, inspiration, you actually start to attract a reality that moves you closer to all of these things that you're putting your energy towards. So that's why visualization is so important. You can go online and look up on YouTube or really any video posted anywhere. If it's posted anywhere, it's probably going to be on YouTube. You could check out, the law of attraction and just get a quick little update or summary class as to, the basics of the law of attraction. Or you could tune into Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LA Talk Radio. We'll do that for you too. You can also email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. I've been getting a lot of emails lately, and I really, really do appreciate that. And I have been doing my absolute best to respond to everyone that's emailing. And always know that you're welcome to call into the show, 323-203-0815. If we see a caller coming through, we'll open up the phone lines and we'll go ahead and take your call. So, what do we mean by all time exists right now? We mean that it's our consciousness that decides time. Time is now. Time is the present moment. It's always now. It can never be anything but now. You can think about the past, or you can dwell on the future, you can, whatever it is, but it's happening in the now. You are thinking of the future right now. You're thinking of the past right now. When you choose to be in the present and just expect all of these blessings to manifest into your reality, this is when you've truly learn to harness the energy of creation. And how do we harness the energy of creation? Well, we keep a clear mind. We hold clarity. We count our blessings. We give our gratitude for everything in our life. Everything, everyone, everywhere, every place, every time. Even if it's difficult, we give our gratitude. Because gratitude is what can shift us into receiving everything that we believe that we are worthy of, that we should be receiving. So when you start counting your blessings and when you start counting all the things that you're grateful for, there's this massive shift in your consciousness, which allows you to start perceiving more than what was previously revealed to you. Now, if all of time exists right now, then there's every single opportunity for you to receive and experience anything that you wish to receive and experience in this specific moment. The only reason why you don't necessarily experience something that you want to experience is because your consciousness is not in vibrational alignment with believing that you're going to experience that. Now, a lot of people, they do these self-affirmations where they will look at themselves in the mirror and they will say, I am divine. I am I love myself. I am the energy of creation. I am the light of creation. I am unconditionally prosperous. I have, if you want to put a monetary scale on it, you know, I am worthy of $10 million or I'm worthy of $100 million or whatever. Whatever it is that these people visualize for themselves. So when you visualize something for yourself, you actually, in a quantum realm, move your consciousness closer and closer and closer to receiving everything that you believe you're worthy of by releasing resistance to everything coming. And how do you release your resistance? Well, we have an amazing person on the line that's going to be able to delve a little bit deeper with the idea of quantum physics, with the idea of the Ascended Masters. This is my dear brother Ray. I asked him to call in on the show today. Ray, how you doing, brother? Yeah, baby.
I'm phenomenal. How are you doing, Davey?
Awesome, bro. Thank you so much for calling into the Vibration Station. I know that profound wisdom you have to share will enlighten many, many people, as you have already enlightened many, many people in your surroundings. Every single person you come into contact with, or every single person that you think of, you send them photonic light and you raise their vibration. Now, I've been blessed enough to have Ray be attracted into my life because Ray is a vibrational equivalent to my consciousness, and I am a vibrational equivalent to Ray's consciousness. So Ray has shared with me some very, very profound experiences that he's had in the quantum realm, which have broken down his understanding of the third density and the fifth density, the third dimension and the fifth dimension. So I did ask Ray if he was open to it, if he wanted to come on the show and assist in the understanding, assist in the dequantifying of really what it means to be a fifth dimensional being and why we are shifting from third density into fifth density. So first and foremost, Ray, the greatest question that anyone could ever ask anyone else, how are you feeling today?
Man, words cannot describe it. I am tapped in, turned on, and ready to go.
Yes, that's beautiful. So when you're tapped in and you're turned on and you're ready to go, see, those words are activating. When Ray says, I'm tapped in, I'm turned on, and I'm ready to go, what he's saying to the universe is, I am ready to receive your abundant energy of life, right? This is, you can, any way that you want to say, I am in receiving mode, I'm in giving mode, and to give, I must have, so I must receive to give, right? Ray, would you share with the listeners what you shared with me about your vision of bringing water to the 833 million people in Africa? That's really, really beautiful. So Ray has this amazing vision, and I'm assisting in holding space for this vision, where through one way, shape, or another, we will indeed manifest a reality where everyone on planet Earth has an abundance of water, has everything that they need to experience life to their fullest degree. So when you have people all around the world that are thirsty and that are worried and that don't have the abundant energy of source flowing through them, it's difficult to have a whole...
They're spending all their time and energy trying to get that source. They're spending all their time and energy trying to get water and food rather than raising their vibration. And all that energy, where does it go?
Exactly. Exactly. Where does it go? What a profound question. Where does it go? All of that energy, where does it go? What a super profound question, right? Now, obviously from our density that we vibrate at, we can only imagine where this energy goes. But we can use practical understanding of quantum physics to kind of break down where does this energy go. Well, it's actually stored within us, and it's all within us, and every single thought that we think and every single action that we take and every single experience that we have is a vibrational equivalent to our consciousness at that specific signature in time and space. So when we decide for ourselves, I want this for these people, or I want this for myself, we then shift into a reality and we hold that vision and we see no reason, any other reason why we shouldn't be able to provide this manifestation we then shift into a reality that allows us to perceive everything that we're thinking. Now, that doesn't mean that it's on our shoulders to do it all. What it means is it's on our shoulders to get into alignment with the higher self of who we are, so we can live and exist on a parallel earth that is a vibrational equivalent to everyone having water, everyone having abundance, everyone having food.
Exactly.
Right. So, Ray, something that has really inspired me about yourself is, you know, you've really understood this stuff at a very young age, and you were brought up in a different type of belief system, a belief system that contradicts some of the laws of quantum physics, some of the laws of vibration, right? So you shared with me that you had an experience where you really did your best to share this information with some of the people in your community. And as you were sharing this information, they started to catch on to it. And then all of a sudden they flipped the switch and they turned it into a negative thing. And then they blamed you for it. Well, really what that is these people just don't really understand where you're coming from. They don't necessarily understand the quantum mechanics behind what you're explaining. So if you were to approach it in a scientific way and say, well, let's just say, Ray, that you were... And it pains me to say this, because people absolutely do put preconceived notions on, you know, a younger man that is having these enlightening experiences. But let's just say that you were a 60-year-old quantum physicist that is a world-renowned quantum physicist, and let's say that you came to these people and then you broke it down to them in a quantum way, and you said, "Well, I understand that your religion or your dogmatic practices say this, but I want to enlighten you by sharing some science. So according to the laws of vibration, what you think is what you receive. And if you believe that you can create something out of thin air, then you absolutely will. There's no question." And that's exactly the teachings that Jesus spoke about in the Bible, that Buddha spoke about in his teachings, that Krishna spoke about. So all of these ascended masters practiced the same understanding of quantum physics that you were explaining to me, and that I'm receiving an understanding, and that I then reflect back to you. So we're a wonderful reflection of each other. And Ray, I really want to honor you for your power. I want to honor you for your strength. And I want to say thank you for healing yourself to heal the planet. Because as you know, as you heal yourself, you heal everyone in your surroundings. Because you would not...
Elegant.
Yeah, baby. That's awesome. I said that in the opening of the show. That is absolutely beautiful. In La Keche Alaken, I am you as you are me. I love you as I love myself. So as we understand what this means.
I am, we are.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. As we understand more of what this means, we can embody a sense of oneness with each other. We can become more sensitive to each other's energy. We can actually communicate to each other telepathically. Now, I know that to a lot of mainstream science, this is only found in sci-fi, or this is only found in fantasy or theory. But this could be nothing further from fantasy. This is very, very real. Now, as my own individual, I will share with the listeners that I have personally had telepathic experiences with people, with friends. We have gone into such a deep and malleable state of meditation to where I'm able to connect with certain people, if they're a vibrational equivalent to my consciousness, and literally hear their thoughts, literally almost become one with them. And this is when you embody the sense of oneness. This is when you raise your vibration to such an extent to where you release the layers and the veils of your ego, which allow you to see yourself in each and every single human being that you interact with. And even people that you think of, even people that you don't know personally, even people that you wish to meet, you can send out photonic energy through your thoughts and send them love, light, energy. Send them any type of energy you want, but also Simultaneously, here's the power of the paradox. As you send someone your energy, you're actually just sending it back to yourself. Because it's, first of all, generating within your consciousness, and then you say, okay, I'm going to think about this person with a golden, white, violet light just surrounding them and them being bathed in this unconditional love. Well, as you do that, you start to feel this unconditional love. You start to feel like you are being bathed in this unconditional love. Does that resonate, Ray?
Grace, yes. You're being shrouded in grace.
Yes. Say that again.
You're being shrouded in grace when this is happening.
Yes.
I literally felt it envelop your entire being. It's the truth chills. As we have talked about, the spirit, the kundalini running up and down your spine.
Yes, it's exactly what it is. And for those of you that aren't familiar with kundalini, this is just another word for, you know, the this is a certain energy in your body. So have you ever, someone said something to you and you got chills all over your body, or you watched a movie and it really, really, or you listen to a song? That happens with me quite a bit. I'll listen to a song and I'll listen to the lyrics of the song and I'll get these chills of like, whoa. And it's like this overwhelming energy. I get chills from my head to my toes, all on my arms, down my legs. Or I'll be talking about something that I really resonate with. I'll be talking about something that I'm passionate about, and I'll just say something. It'll just come out and I'll get these chills. These are what Ray and I and our sister Rita has defined to be, quote unquote, truth chills. These truth chills are actually an energy in your body that was triggered by an exterior, which is only an interior reflection. So an exterior experience, whether it's something that you said or you saw or you heard that resonated so deeply with your spirit that your spirit basks itself in this energy and says, yes, go. Do that. These are truth chills. And
yeah, I just got them.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. And what this is a sign of is you are on the right path. Now, we can get, of course, fear chills. We can get so scared that we get chills on our body, and you know, and a lot of people also talk about getting chills when they get scared. Now, this is another type of energy being released in your body, and this energy is a protective, very primordial energy of caution. And fear has been in place to obviously keep us quote-unquote cautious. But when you're in alignment with Source, there's nothing to be cautious of. It's not that there's nothing to be cautious of, because of course,
when you do everything under love and light, the eternal beings protect you in ways you cannot even fathom.
I literally couldn't have said it better myself. That's perfectly said. When you do everything out of love and light, you have nothing to be afraid of. You have nothing to fear. You have nothing to worry. You have nothing to resent. Because you understand the laws of the universe are working to you and through you for the betterment of yourself and everything that lies within yourself, which is the earth that you're projecting, the people you're projecting, and of course, the entire cosmos. Now, there have been many, 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 many experiences from loads of people all around the world, all the way from the Ascended Masters to people that just try this for the first time for healing, where they will use, let's just say they go to the Amazonian forest and they have an ayahuasca ceremony. A lot of people have spoken about these extremely profound experiences that they have under this. You call it a drug. It's not really a drug. It's more of a medicinal tool to access higher realms of consciousness. People talk about using this ayahuasca, right? Well, ayahuasca.
You do have to be very careful when using ayahuasca, though. If you have any skeletons in your closet, they will manifest immediately. And if you are not in vibrational alignment and you just go out to do these ceremonies just to do them, they can destroy you.
Yes.
So you have to be very aware and very conscious of your own being before going into these ceremonies.
So true, brother. And thank you for that disclosure. I really, really do appreciate that, because it is really true. These types of ceremonies are not to be played with for fun. these types of ceremonies are not to be used as a tool for, you know, oh, I'm having a bad day, I'm just going to get out of my head, because that's not what happens. You face your inner light and your inner darkness. Now, keep in mind, there is only one source of light. There's not a source of darkness. There's one source of light. Now, what can give the illusion that something is dark or dense is the lack of light. If there's something that has a lack of light, then obviously it tends to be more fear-based. It tends to be heavier, denser, scarier, more aggressive, violent, and so on and so forth. You get the idea. We could go on and on and on and on, but there's no sense in dwelling in that. But what is really profound is when we shift our consciousness into this unconditional love, into this unconditional light, and when we give gratitude, when we give thanks for everything that we have in our life. And the biggest thing, which I'm actually working on right now, is self-forgiveness. When we learn to forgive ourselves for certain things that we may have done in the past, certain thoughts that we may have thought about in the future, when we say, that person at that time was not who I am today. The person who I am today is different than the person that was existing during the time that I thought those thoughts. When you can learn to forgive yourself, you then realign those energetic pathways within your consciousness to be the new you. You no longer hold on to those old dogmatic patterns that didn't serve your highest and greatest good. You choose to literally transcend your frequency to the higher realms of love, light, abundance, excitement, inspiration, prosperity, joy, love, laughter, all the good things, you know, everything great. So when you make this conscious decision to shift and forgive yourself, look at yourself in the mirror, say, I love you, whatever your name is. I'll say, talk to myself, I love you, David. I love you with all of my heart, and I forgive you, David, for doing all of these things that hurt me and hurt others in the past. Now, thankfully, I've never done anything to the extent to where it haunts me every day. Thankfully, I've always been placed in a reality. I've always placed myself in a reality where, sure, I've made mistakes. Sure, I've harmed myself and I've harmed others. Unintentionally, never intentionally harmed others. Well, you know what? I take that back. In high school, there was definitely times when I was completely out of alignment and someone would be mean, and then I would think, oh, well, let's do something, right? So you forgive yourself.
Let's retaliate like a child.
Say that again?
Let's retaliate like a child would.
Yes, exactly. That's beautifully said. Let's retaliate like a child would. A child, exactly. A child retaliates. When they don't get what they want, they retaliate, right? They start crying. They start freaking out. That's why there's the classic notion of the child being in the market wanting a toy or wanting a specific food, and the mother or the father saying, no, not today. And then the child having a freak out attack, right? I know I did it, and a lot of children do. Well, in the same way that our prefrontal lobe cortex, which is our decision-making part of our brain, has not nearly even started to be developed as a child, what happens is we get into these thought patterns. We get into these self-destructive habits and these self-destructive thought patterns that don't allow for the energy to flow in the way that we necessarily want it to. But that doesn't mean that we don't have the ability to let it flow in the way that we want it to, because we absolutely do. All that means is we're not channeling our energy in an organized and proper way. So, Ray, you know this from your personal experience. What happens when you make the conscious shift to channel your energy from, you know, let's say you've been living your life one way. You every day have been practicing a certain set of belief systems or a certain set of thoughts or ways that don't necessarily serve your highest and greatest good. And then you realize something. You realize, oh, wait, my thoughts are manifesting. I am the creator of my reality through what I focus on, through what I choose to take action on, and through what I feel I expect, and through what I feel I am worthy of. So what happens when you make that conscious shift in your reality? What are your experiences? And then you move into the higher, right?
You literally ascend. you start, your brain starts to comprehend things on levels you couldn't even imagine. When you literally, you change what you perceive, you start to access your angelic DNA.
Yes, bro.
And that DNA is beyond comprehension. Like, you have, it's like trying to explain riding a wave to a being that's never been in the ocean before. You just have to do it.
Yes.
I was in church the other day, and they were saying quotes. Nike pinned it on the head. Just do it.
Just do it. It's so true. It's so true. And actually, what's really interesting in our conscious community that we have developed through the main social media platform being Instagram, you can check us out at universalconsciousness.1111. You can also check our brother Ray out at Galena Masters. That's Galena, of course. Galena. I switched the A and the E. Galena Masters. Galena Masters. So you can check us out on that page. But something that we've focused on Universal Consciousness 1111 with Galena Masters, Brother Ray, something that we have kind of put out into the community and our other brothers and sisters that are in this conscious shift with us. We have a brother by the username of Mr. DMT. He's a very inspirational person as well. And he was the one that kind of started to make this movement, and then I caught on to it, and a lot of other people caught on to it. He used just do it, but regarding to, using these tools, these sacred tools to access higher realms of consciousness. He says, just do it, release the fear and just do it. Because here's the thing, when we use certain tools, when we use certain medicines to access. Now, keep in mind, I am in no way, shape, or form advocating that you go out and you attempt to, I'm not saying go to the Amazon forest and do an ayahuasca experience. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is, if you are driven to reaching higher realms of consciousness and you are driven to understanding yourself on a much deeper and almost a level of quantum physics, then you will indeed be revealed to certain information about yourself, the cosmos, the planet, the galactic nature of your being that was not previously revealed to you before. Now, of course, we encourage you to access these higher realms of consciousness, and we're not saying that these tools are the only way to do it, but they are indeed a free way. They are a highway, a free way to accessing these states of consciousness. We should, just like the monks, be able to access these states of consciousness in our day-to-day basis, in our daily just activities. We focus on our energy. We learn how to manipulate our chi, which in the Eastern world, is chi is just another word for energy. We learn how to manipulate our chi. We do have a positive charge and a negative charge. The negative charge does not mean it's negative energy. It just means that it's electromagnetically charged opposite from the other charge that you have in your body. So when you learn to play with these two, the yin and the yang, that's exactly, you've seen the yin and the yang, the black and white circle with the little dot, the white dot and the black, and then the black dot and the white. That yin and yang is a representation of the two energy systems that we have working in our body at all times. So when we learn how to harness and focus this energy, we can literally manipulate our reality with our thoughts. Paramahansa Yogananda spoke about this in his autobiography. In the autobiography of Paramahansa Yogananda, he speaks about moving mountains with his mind. He speaks about accessing such a high level of consciousness, such a high vibration of thought, to where he is capable of accessing a state where he can manipulate his external reality. So this is all we're talking about, is realizing that you are
Moses
not... What was that?
Moses did that. They talk about it in different Bibles. They talk about moving mountains with your faith.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, bro. Moving mountains with your faith. Well, that...
If we are all part of divine creation, we are all part of our Father in heaven.
Yes.
We are all his children, and we belong to his power, but we have to deserve the power and not abuse it. There's one letter between use and abuse.
Yes. Oh, in all wow. things.
In drugs and power and everything.
I like that. There's one letter between use and abuse. Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's really interesting. That's very, very profound. There's one letter between use and abuse. I like that. I'm going to use that, and I'm going to quote my brother Ray. That's really, really cool. Mm. That's beautiful. So when we learn and when we understand the teachings of these ascended masters, we are literally capable of manipulating our reality with our faith, manipulating our reality with our thoughts, with our expectations, with pretty much anything that we expect to receive or anyone that we expect to see a change in. It's all based within us, because everything in our reality is a holographic projection of our consciousness. Everyone we interact with is a perfect vibrational equivalent to the version of them. It's a vibrational equivalent to the version of us. Otherwise, we would not quantumly, according to the laws of the universe, we wouldn't be able to interact with them if we were not vibrational equivalents. Now, of course, there's a lot of people in our life that are like, oh, I don't like that person, or oh, I can't believe that person did that, or I can't believe that person did that. Well, they are used as tools of contrast. We can look at these people and we can say, thank you, instead of why would you do that? You say, thank you for showing me the power of contrast. Thank you for showing me exactly what not to do. Thank you for showing me exactly what not to become. Thank you for showing me exactly how not to focus my energy in a productive way that is not in alignment with my highest self. So then you make those shifts and you see the contrast of your reality. Maybe you were born into and I'm just speaking to the listeners here, you know, there's a lot of people that were born into really broken homes. Maybe, you know, someone in your family was abusive or abused something like a drug on themselves, and you saw them self-destruct. So then you take that on energetically, and then you decide, okay, well, I'm going to follow the same patterns. Well, this is not breaking the cycle. You are continuing the dogma. You are continuing that pain. You are holding space within your vehicle, within your vessel, for this lower density energy. And actually, with the 1 minute that we have left on the show, time flew by. See how time does not exist? See how all time is in the present? And when you're in the present, when you're expressing the things that you're passionate about, time flies by quick. It literally speeds up. So this is the power of what we're talking about today. The power of being in alignment with oneness. Seeing everything and everyone as a reflection of you, and then deciding to love it unconditionally and let it go. Whatever it is, love it, let it go. Love it, let it go. Love it, let it go. Know that everything is in perfect vibrational alignment with whatever you are thinking. So if you have self-destructive thoughts, do your absolute best to focus in any way that you can on releasing those self-destructive thoughts by focusing only on the light. Really, really powerful stuff. Ray, I truly cherish and love you with all of my heart, man. You are such an inspiration to so many people that you've come into contact with, and that I have had the pleasure. I mean, you've been an inspiration to me, and you've been an inspiration to many people that I know. And I really do love and cherish everything that you do for humanity and everything that you do for yourself. Thank you so much for taking your time to share your profound wisdom with us here on the Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. You can tune into us every Sunday at 1 o'clock. Make sure that you focus on only that which brings you the highest joy and illuminates you from within. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Thank you, Brother Ray. I love you. And we'll speak very soon, my man. Thank you for all of your profound teachings. Love you, brother.
Thank you.
Once again, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. It's time to let that source flow to you and through you with effortlessness and ease. Love you guys so much. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.